childrens. But why I went? Is it bhakti? In ordinary sense, no bhakti. No? Gorkeshwar Das Babaji Maharaj went to do his bhajan in latrine, you know. And Nityananda Prabhu, in his last pastimes, he married not only one, two wives.
Giving up in ounce order.
Which is done in previous life. Mahaprabhu left his wife, Narad Rishi left world and all. Raghunath Das Goswami, being married, he left. But Nityananda Prabhu, what? He gave up renounce order and he?
Married two.
He married two ladies. Is it bhakti?
Yes.
In ordinary push, they cannot know all these things. It is beyond the touch of their, or this intelligence. They cannot realize. They are not Prahlad Maharaj, Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat can touch their glories. For general person, it is out of their touch. You should explain something about that, what I told you.
Jnana-timurandhasya, chakshurunmilitam dena tasmai sri guruve namaha. There are different types of devotees in different stages, and their vision is not the same. What may be bhakti for one devotee, it will not be bhakti for devotee in another stage, and vice versa. Especially those who are in stage of Uttam Bharat. In Srimad Bhagavatam, they have been described, Sarva Bhuteshu Yapasyat Bhagavat Bhavam Atmana. They see all living entities are within Krishna, and Krishna is also within all living entities. They see their own mood everywhere, and all things become like Uddipana, Uddipanbhav, stimulating their mood more and more. We hear...
Even a gross.
We hear from Srimad Bhagavatam and other Purans how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He manifests in all species of life, and different species of life, they are His vibhuti, they are the manifestation of His opulence. Especially we hear the pastime of Markandeya Rishi, who took a boat and kept the Vedas there and kept the seeds of all species and all living entities. And he was towed by the Matsya Avatar like a whale, not only for a few days but for thousands and thousands of years, for millions of years, throughout the whole universe. He has horns, and there's some rope coming to the boat, and in this way, he's pulling. So, all these creatures of this world, they are all the vibhuti, manifestation.
Sometimes, everything in this world, even a blade of grass, animals, birds, everything, peacocks, seeing peacocks, what inspiration will be there? Oh, Krishna is dancing with these peacocks. A flower, belly chameli, in the neck of Krishna. So all world is like Uddipana for Krishna. Uddipana means?
Stimulating the mood.
So Mahabhagavat like this. Drishtai subhav janitari vapusasya doshe. Don't have any doubt in these things. You cannot touch their glories. Don't criticize. Don't have any doubt in their words. So, we must be very careful about these things. You know that Markandeya Rishi, a rishi went to bath in a pond and he saw a very little, small fish. Satyavrata Muni Markandeya that. And he saw. And she spoke in a language that, "Oh Rishi, oh I want to be with you. Can you put me in your kamandalu? Kamandalu, you know?
Water pot.
Oh. He saw that very strange fish. He at once took it in his kamandalu pot. But in morning, she became full of that
commander.
There was no place for here. She told us, "Oh Rishi, oh keep it in your pond." He kept it. But in morning, it became so much bigger that there was no place to move in that pond. Then she told, that fish told, "Oh Rishi, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead myself." In few days, a big pralaya,
destruction will come.
Whole world will be like water. No place to stay. So, you should collect all the seeds of world and whole jivas, souls, those who are not liberated, also collect them. And then I will come to you very soon. And you should have a boat very strong. And that boat should be tightened with the horns of my horns. And I will be very weak fish, unlimited life. And in that boat you should keep all the seeds of whole world and be ready in that boat. Very soon I am coming. Or in the meantime, in a couple of days, oh, whole world was burnt except him. And so heavy rain that whole world was covered with, everywhere water. And at that time, this Matsya avatar came, very weak fish, horns, very big humps, and so many things like we see. And then quickly, with a rope, he tightened that boat in his horns. And then thousand and thousand years, no water to take, no milk, nothing was there, no food at all, no milk, anything. He was surrounding the whole universe. And after that he went to Prayag. And Prayag, you see, or it is told that he went to Navadvip in Godrum Deepa. And he saw some place that was out of water. And there he took shelter. Surabhi cow was there. And he told that, I'm very hungry. Mother, please give me
some milk.
And she gave. And in other hand, he went to Prayag, and there was a banyan tree, and in the branches of banyan tree, oh, there were so many leaves on one leaf, a beautiful Bal Mukunda was playing, giving his
toe, foot, and shocking.
And he took shelter of that Govinda. And after that, praying him, again water went on, and Baradev came and took Prithvi on his
task,
and he kept this earth on the surface, and he killed also Hiranyakasipu. So these all are told in Purans. So anyone should know that Matsavatar, Kurmavatar, Nishingavatar, they are swans and sometimes kala of Krishna. These are pastimes of Krishna. Don't think that Ramchandra is separate. Sant. Ramchandra is himself Krishna, but not in full form. Like some part. But the part of Krishna is also full.
Complete.
So, tatvata, both are one. But rasagat, they are not
one.
So much a difference. But all these things, a fish can remember. Oh, these pastimes of Krishna. To whom? Always thinking of Krishna. So this was also that fish, not ordinary fish, Krishna himself, his form, swan's form, was there. So it may give uddipana for Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so powerful. Even a blade of grass for Narad, for Prahlad Maharaj, it will give uddipana that Krishna is there with souls. There is nothing in this world which is not related to Krishna. A Mahapurush can remember Krishna by seeing peacock, a grass, a creeper. A creeper is
surrounding
a tree. At once they will weep. Murari Gupta can
sing peacock feather.
Oh, fall faint and fall from the platform of the king.
King?
Seeing a peacock feather.
Why? Why he? He remembered Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is hearing some songs of any
Devadasi
at Puri. And he began to embrace and run away quickly. Can you do? And if he embraces her, you will see wrong. But is he wrong? And that is why he was telling, oh, Govinda, you have saved
my life.
So these are very high class of things. We don't know all these things. So we should be very careful in these things. Very, very careful. Drishtai shobhav janitas. You should not think by these original mental escapulations about Mahapurush and their idea. So never have any doubt. What they do, how they go, how they walk, what they think, has written anywhere?
Vaishnavera kriyamudda vigna nabujai.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has written. Why they go? Why they do? What they do? In what subject you are sleeping, they are waking. And in what subject you are
awake?
You all world is sleeping in this. Jabhuta sarbhutanam. Now we should come to subject. I want that couple of minutes Prabhu should speak. No, you should speak two words.
Mahaprabhu has described Krishna Katha, Krishna Puja, Nama Sankirtana. That the process of awakening our Krishna
in Vrindavan. All you should come. You are fortunate to come. In Vrindavan, where? In Gokul. In Gokul, where? In the courtyard of Nanda Baba, where Yashoda was chirling. And what telling? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda. As I have told you, that Krishna was sleeping, but hearing this song, he could not sleep. At once he came down off his bed, anyhow, weeping, mother, mother, and came. How he came, I have explained. Here there is a question. In each word of Srimad Bhagavatam poems, each word of any sloka containing so much deep thoughts, whether it may be tattva gata, regarding tattva, it may be like rasa gata, according to Russia. But so many deep things. Krishna was taking milk from the breast. And Yashoda mother, why left Krishna? Oh, you should sit down. And he went to
protect the milk.
Why? Milk is for Krishna or Krishna is for milk? What do you think? Who is more dear to Yashoda, that milk was or Krishna?
Krishna.
Oh, you cannot know the moods of high class of associates of Krishna or different some. Whom Krishna likes, they associate, they want more that thing. If Krishna is decorated and he is taking some mud, some dirty things, and putting in his short or clothes, garments, what Yashoda mother will do? Quickly. And Krishna will do, he will weep. They want to protect, to save, to keep very carefully the things which Krishna is needed, which Krishna likes. Anything of Krishna, Yashoda mother takes care. The devotees of Krishna are more dear than Krishna himself. Understand this? What I am telling? Krishna had told, I am not so much fond of myself. Anyone cannot so much gain from me, they can gain more from my devotees. So Mother Yashoda went to set that milk. My milk cannot support Krishna and nourish. By my milk, no sandesh, no butter, no curd, no sweet rice, no rasagulla, no pantwa, anything, but by cow's milk, it can be. So I must keep safe that milk. So even he never cared for Krishna. Oh, you should sit. I'm coming. So this is a very secret thing. And that is why Krishna has himself told, what you cannot gain by me, or you can gain by my very near and dear beloved gopis or any devotee. This thing. Now, Mother Yashoda entered in the room and he saw that Krishna was taking butter from any hanging pot and he was distributing on monkeys. You want to go? You go? Lord, my heartly blessings to you all. You are also going? You are also?
I'm staying, Rudy. I'm just in my car.
Yes, you should help them. We will meet very soon, day after tomorrow. And you should make a basement platform of Harikatha. Thank you. Gaur Pramananda. Why he was distributing butter to monkeys and to crows? Oh, Krishna remembered that in my pastime of Ram, even these monkeys never cared for anything. They took their lives in their hands and they fought for Sita, for me. Never wanted any fruit, any leaf, anything. They used to go here and there jumping and making their fruits and everything themselves. Ram never cared for this. Here, Ram, in the shape of Krishna, form of Krishna, he's thinking. Oh, and some debted to them. Now I have sufficient butter to give them.
Golden chance.
So I must give them. And he was distributing among them. And to crows, Kagbhushandi, in a form of crow, high class of devotee in the pastime of Krishna, Ramchandra. So all crows were coming and he was distributing among them. But at once he saw that monkey running and crows are
flying.
What was the cause? Oh, they saw Yashoda mother and with a stick coming like a cat. At once all monkeys began to run away and crows flying away. Oh, Krishna at once knew, Mother Yashoda coming, and he looked and jumped up from
mortar.
And he ran away through the door which was towards Main Street, highway. Krishna thought that, in highway, my mother is so shy that she cannot come. But mother was more intelligent. She saw that he has come from my womb, not intelligent like me. All intelligence have come from my intelligence. He does not know that today all the gopis have gone to their cow herdings. So none are here in the morning. He should run away and I will. And I will give him good lesson forever. He will remember forever. Not thinking that he is, supreme personality of Godhead. Why? This appearance all was covered with jogmaya. To make this pastime so much sweet. Madhurjamai. Otherwise, Krishna is sarvajna, omniscient. And also all the gopis, all the friends, all the stick of Krishna, all Brajavasi, even grass of Vrindavan, all are like omniscient. But jogmaya has covered there all these things. Only to please Krishna. By the wish of Krishna, she has done. Because she is antaranga shakti of Krishna. Very hard to know about this jogmaya. Achintya.
Inconceivable.
Brahma cannot know. Shankar cannot know. Even Baldev was in confusion. What to tell others? Baldev Prabhuji himself, Krishna. But he was in confusion. Oh, whose maya is there? So, Yashoda ran after Krishna. And after going some time, some distance, and he caught hold of Krishna. How? He took her stick. Oh, Krishna, see. And when he was looking, and then he asked, mother, don't beat me. What offense I have done? You? Why you broke the vessel? Mother, I have not done. How it was done? It was done that you have so many heavy
ankle bells.
And when you are running to save milk, and it was
stuck
by that, and it was broken. I have not done. Oh, you are telling lie. Myself is not telling lie. It may be that in your... you are thief. I am not thief. But it may be that your forefathers may be
thief.
Myself not. In the dynasty of Nanda Baba, never. tell me why you did so. I want to punish you. So many things. In Srimad Bhagavata it has been written. Very interesting. Very sweet pastime. And then when again Krishna was running and she followed. If anyone is running and if you want to
catch him,
then you will have to run faster than that person. If thief is going on running and if police wants to, what's it? He should run more faster than that. So if Yashoda cannot run faster than Krishna, she cannot. But she did. It means that she ran away more faster than Krishna. What is the meaning? In this world, anyone can run faster than Krishna? Never. Even by mind, Brahma, Shankar, and so many, they cannot touch running Krishna by mind even. Mind can run so fast, but cannot touch the shadow of Krishna even. But Yashoda mother did it. How? She ran faster than Krishna. How it is somehow? possible. Oh, it was possible. What is the meaning here? Meaning is this, that Krishna has love and affection for all souls, because all are part and parcel of Krishna and all are neat, eternal servant of Krishna. So Krishna has love for them. And especially for those who are in Golok Vrindavan, the associates of Krishna. Krishna has so much love and affection for Mother Yashoda also. If the love and affection of Mother Yashoda is equal to the love and affection of Krishna love to Mother, that she cannot run fast. And Krishna cannot be touched. So love of Mother Yashoda was more than Krishna love to Mother. Understand? So you should tell. What I told, Prabhu? You should tell. In easy language.
Sadhguruji has explained how even the yogis or Lord Brahma or Shankar, they cannot run after Krishna even with the speed of mind. Our great yogis try to find the absolute truth or Krishna with the speed of mind.
Krishna is container of all rasas, is in Raso Vaishaha. All the rush. But he is only container, vishaya of rush. Object of rush. He is not container. Who is container?
Devotees.
So, for Krishna love, we should not follow Krishna. We should follow the container of that love. Devotees. Like friends. Mother Yashoda, Ananda Baba. And most beloved gopis. Then you can control Krishna, otherwise not, you cannot touch Krishna. So you should try to realize all these things. Very deep meanings. So, our love and all these things should be more than Krishna. How it may be? If you are following the liberated souls, that is associate of Braja, Mother Yashoda, like gopis, like Lalita Abhishakha, more than that Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavang Manjari, then we can touch Krishna. Otherwise, he will not be in control. Perhaps you know that what Prabhu has told. Yatakin kari subhausa khaluka kumani nityam parasya purushasya shikhanda maule jasya kadarasanidhe visubhanu jaya tatakeli kunja bhavanangana marjane syam Prabodhanand Saraswati is doing prayer to Krishna. Srimati Radhika. What doing? No. You can give to Maharaj. What I was telling.
Prabodhanand Saraswati has told.
I want to be a dust of the one stick of a broom, which is used in the cleaning of Nikunja in Vrindavan, in Govardhan. No? Only I want to be a dust of one stick of a broom, which is used in the, where? In the groves of Radhika. Why? Yatakin karishu bahusa khalu kakubani. Krishna being supreme personality of Godhead, he can destroy the whole universe in a second, and again he can do so many opulences. all are serving him. But Krishna is standing on the door of a kunja of Srimati Radhika. And what doing?
Praying.
Again and again, giving his head in these fits of gopis who are God there, like Manjari, Roop Manjari, Ityadi, and requesting, oh, please allow me to go in the groves and I want to meet with Radhika. I want to see, take darshan of the lotus feet of Radhika. And they are not allowing. Oh, black, you should go away. You should go away. You should go away. We cannot allow. We know that you are cheater. So, what to tell of Srimati Radhika? How he is glorious. So I want to be a dust of a single stick of broom to be used in Kunja. What is this? The love and affection of even the maid servant of Radhika is so high, they are so much glorious that Brahma, Narada, and they cannot touch their glory. And Krishna is praying to this very strange thing. So, by these kinds of love and affection, we can touch Krishna. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute all these things, not to cut jungles, not to give anything which Ramanuja, Madhva, Ramchandra, and all incarnation of Krishna gave. Not only pure bhakti. What bhakti? Abraja bhakti. By which Krishna can be controlled. And very easy he wanted to give. Without no price. Those who came in the sight of Mahachaitanya Mahaprabhu, or like tigers and bears also in Bankhandi, all became full of Jarikhand. All became like this. We are very fortunate, very, very fortunate to come in the line of Mahaprabhu, in the line of Rupa Goswami. Don't know anything. But really, after some time, by associating with high class of devotees, oh, you can have a greed like this, that I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda Anand Baba. Oh, I don't like this. Even. I want to serve Krishna. Oh, I don't want to serve Krishna. I want to serve Srimati Radhika more than Krishna. Krishna may be angry, no harm. When he will hear that I am maid servant of Radhika, oh, he will be
very, very happy.
Happy. No. He will fear that, oh, she is the dasi of Radhika. So he will have so much fear. And then he will come and fold his hand. Oh, you are Radhika Dasi? Radhika Dasi. Abhiman. Shigra milaye tabe gokulaka. Oh, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has. So many dead things in these past times. You cannot imagine. Never. So if any Vaishnava, like Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur will explain, then we can know. Why? Only by there. So we are so much indebted to all Guru Parampara. Not only Guru. Those who only take their Guru and don't honor all Guru Parampara, they are offensive. They cannot touch the glory of Krishna. We should try to honor our whole Guru Parampara. From Brahma up till now. Best you should know what is Bhagavat Parampara and try to honor Bhagavat Parampara more than Guru Parampara. This Guru Parampara includes in Bhagavat Parampara. You should know. You can read my book, Gurudev's Lives and Life History, Biography. Very soon you can know all these things. So here, Yashodama, caught Krishna. And took him in courtyard, and she took his cane, stick in his right hand, and taking Krishna in his
left hand.
And Krishna, what doing? When she was taking a stick, oh, I should beat you. And he was running,
hide
himself, and weeping loudly, loudly, loudly. I will not do like this, I will not. Don't beat my... Then when he was weeping so much, oh Parabrahma, he was acting like you act here in a drama play, or really he was weeping. Oh, confusion was in Brahma, confusion in so many. Mother Kunti is telling that no confusion. He was really weeping in fear. He has fear for
mother.
So much fear for, oh, Srimati Radhika. Radhika will tell, you should stand up. Oh, at once he will stand up. Oh, you should sit down. Then he may sit down. Radhika may tell him that give me red leg. And at once he will give. And then Radhika may put stamp on his head here. Forehead. That now you are mine. You cannot go here and there. So everything is there in these past times. So Krishna was weeping so much. Really he was weeping. Why? Because Yogmaya has covered his all appearance and everything knowing. And he was really weeping. Then Yashoda mother
give up her stick.
Throws his stick. Oh, I will beat you, but you should remember, in future you should not do like this. So I should bind you in your friend, that martyr.
Who accomplished you to do this task?
Who helped you? So, if anyone is thief,
stealing,
and anyone helping. Is helper, both are culprit. Both are?
Culprit.
Okay. Yeah. In court, they both will be
punished.
So, Mother Yashoda is punishing not only Krishna, those who helped. Who helped? Oh, because he stood upon that. So, okhal in khal means all the words in Srimad Bhagavat Sanskrit are very sweet. Khal. Khal means?
Evil person.
Evil person. Or naughty persons. Taking some, doing some nonsense thing. They are called khal. And udu khal. Helping that person. They are called Udukhal. So she wanted to punish them both. How? I will bind you in that. And you shouldn't be here. You should not go. Because it was so heavy that a boy like Krishna cannot move. Why she did? Out of love. He knows that Krishna is very tricky and very naughty. It may be that he may run away here and there in forest and he can jump in Jamuna. So she was fearing. He may do anything. So I should be careful. So she tightened with
mortar.
How? She told, bring some
rope.
But first he took from his
silken rope.
Oh, how long? Oh, more than 3 feet more. 3 feet, 4 feet. And he untied this and took it. And he wanted to toy. But being so long, 1 yard, 2 yard, and Krishna,
waist.
How much? Only 12 fingers in round circumferences. And there was a golden chain here, given by Mother Yashoda, with so many twinkles.
Bells.
And when Krishna running, oh, what?
Sound is coming.
Sound is coming.
Where is this coming from?
Yeah. So that was there. Oh. The rope was not lessening. And this waist
not increasing.
But even it was very wonderful that it was not completing even one round. And then what he do? Oh, bring so many ropes. And what rope was in Yashoda courtyard, they brought all. But it was not completed. Ropes binding together, or they became 1 mile.
Longer.
But they could not complete one round even of Krishna vesh. Only two fingers, not three, not four, not one, not half. How? What is this? Also here, Srila Biswanatha Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that though Krishna, all appellants are covered by Yogamaya, but sometimes they have chance to serve Krishna. Appellances. Krishna is thinking that if mother will tie me, I cannot go to cows. Cows are in mourning. They cannot give milk to their own calves even. They will not give. And if so much milk is in their ears, they will cry, but even not giving
milk to their mouths.
But when they will see Krishna, and Krishna will come and do like this. What?
Cross them.
Only touch them. Oh, milk will come automatic. Automatic. To all cows. For all cows. So they are waiting for him. And all Dham, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto, Krishna, Lavanga, Arjuna, what they are doing? Oh, Krishna, still you are sleeping? What you are doing? All the cows are here. All the calves are here. We want to play with you. Come on soon. So all are waiting. So I think it will be better that Yashoda mother should not bind me. So at once, all this Yogamaya came and wanted to serve his master, holy master, who? Krishna. So she did a miracle. Oh, that ropes were not
long enough to bind.
And Krishna was, this waist was not increasing, but even only two rounds. Why? First, if anyone wants to take darshan of Krishna, two things are needed. What? For serving Krishna, if Krishna is merciful, his mercy is needed. And secondary, sadhan bhajan. If you are not doing practicing, knowing all tats, but no, what?
Sadhan bhajan
kashta. साधन भजन का कष्ट यदि
नहीं
ऑलवेज ओ आई विल डू और डाई लाइक ध्रुव महाराज ही नेवर टूक इवन एयर फॉर सो मेनी डेज लाइक प्रहलाद महाराज लाइक नारद यू कैन सी. So, the labor done by in sadhan to have the darshan of Krishna, or by seeing this Krishna may show his mercy, otherwise not. So, this practice like them should be there. And the mercy also Krishna. Only by doing sadhan bhajan, Krishna cannot be happy. He cannot be merciful. So his mercy is needed also our activities. Effort. Oh, regularly. That is why Ekadasi Vrat is there. You know that Kashyap, how he did austerities?
Kashyap Aditi.
Aditi for 1,000 years. How? Standing on one toe. Oh, stopping their breaths. Not taking water or air even. And 1,000 years only there. And meditating Krishna. But what became? He only saw in a trance, oh, Vasudeva Krishna, not Braja. Because he never followed the Anugatya of gopis. So, he cannot do. So, effort is not
sufficient,
but his mercy. We should do effort. We should practice bhakti yoga in such a way that Krishna
heart bound to melt for us.
Bound to melt. If his heart is melting by seeing our practices, how he is doing for? Like gopis left their husband, left their all wealth, reputation, even lok lajja. Lok lajja means?
Shyness, chastity.
Chastity. Everything. For ladies, it is
impossible.
But they did. They became naked when Krishna wanted. So, Krishna is always indebted to these gopis. So here Krishna was not coming in the control of Mother Yashoda. Why? She was doing so. And from morning, and it went what? Oh, more than 12. But he was not coming in mind. All the gopis were clapping and laughing, joking. And Yashoda Ma, what doing? Sometimes face becoming white. Sometimes reddies. Oh, I cannot bind my son, even so small. So all were like this. They were told Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, oh Sakhi, himself, Supreme Personality has not written in his head, Krishna, forehead, that he will be bind by anyone. You cannot bind. Yashoda mother told, for one day not only one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, months, and whole life, I will bind. Then I can take any water or anything. Do or die. Sweats were coming, like pearls. And she was, became so shy, or unhopeful.
Hopeless.
I cannot bind. And she, in mind, meditation, she was praying, Narayan, oh Narayan, you should be pleased to me. How I can show my face to others? Please be merciful so that you should empower me to bind Krishna. Krishna saw, now, oh, sweat are coming. My mother is so much worried. So he heart melted. And at once Jogmaya, who was dwelling, disappeared. And by only one
silken rope,
oh, he was binded. How binded? First he took Krishna from front. He gave a knot here. And then
and the mortar
there. And he make the knot
backside
of the mortar. So that Krishna's hand cannot go there and he cannot do anything. And then he told, oh, I'm going to
cook
or so many things. But what became? He can go, she can go, but her heart?
With Krishna.
She left her heart. Oh, why I did so? I should not do. Repenting, but even telling, oh, I should give a lesson. I can do I should do, otherwise he will be destroyed. She went there, but his mind was not there. So always looking towards Krishna. And here what became? So many things.
Tomorrow morning.
Gaur Haribo. Gaur Pramanande. But, I want that he should not be bound in night. She should be with mother. So, Jashoda Mai anyhow, she endowed how she untied or Nand Baba untied. We will explain tomorrow. These pastimes of Krishna seems very ordinary, but not very powerful, more than any pastimes. And if you will hear and tell to others your all kinds of unearth, unwanted things will go away very soon, only by hear. So you should try to hear all these pastimes of Krishna and to accept the process he told in beginning and I told in this pastime. Try to realize all these things. Always chanting, remembering, hearing pastimes. First do this. Don't try to write any books like Vyasadeva. Because these books will be kept in lateral room. So first be Vyas, like Narad Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rup Goswami, and then what?
So, but Krishna is saying Mother Yashoda, she has broken the yoga path.
Yes.
So, both cannot be true.
Both are true.
Both are, so how?
More than anything. Yes.
How?
You should practice bhakti yoga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when we will be, when we will be able to, qualified for this, really you will can. At least, 3 lakhs name you should do daily. And then you quickly realize, like Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Tatant Krishna.